Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday. Hello, and welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio. I'm your host, David M. Baker. Today is our Sunday, July 8, 2012 edition of Beyond the Gate Radio. And boy, do we have a super fantastic guest tonight. And our co-host is Sherelle Baker. Sherelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am glad to be here back on the airwaves. I like to send a shout out to all my friends that are working right now, that are listening to the show, and just want to say hi to all of you out there in radio land and computer land, because we do have friends all over. And how are you doing today, David?
Awesome. I will not settle for less ever. I don't know if I'm going to slip on a banana peel tomorrow. That's it. So I make every moment count, and you know that, and I hope all our friends do too. So talking about shout-outs, I can't name everybody, obviously, but a lot of the frequent supporters and listeners, I don't have a whole list, so each time I'll try to get more. But tonight I would like to give a shout-out to Christine Hallowell, Nick French, Sandra Wells, Jackie Chin, Cynthia and Tim, Donna Stewart, Lorraine Lamour, and Debbie Starr Jackson, and Terry and Linda Jameson, the Psychic Twins, of course. And now I will tell you a little bit about our guest. Her name is Psychic Cheryl Lynn, and she is a natural-born psychic through her father's lineage. She uses the tarot as a key for her to open the door to her abilities. While others are learning to increase their psychic abilities, Cheryl Lynn needed to control hers and found it through tarot cards. Her life's purpose is to bring laughter and light to the world, which is very important. Psychic Cheryl Lynn has recently been seen on MTV's Unseen Moments with Dr. Drew. Her YouTube 2012 predictions has over 21,000 hits, and her 2013 predictions is very popular as well. You can check her out on YouTube by putting in the search, Psychic Cheryl Lynn. Psychic Cheryl Lynn is available for private, phone, or email readings. Those of you in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York area, ask about hosting a psychic salon or a tarot party, which personally I think that is fascinating. So to reach Psychic Cheryl Lynn, please call her at 484-221-9620. We will be announcing this throughout the show and posting it in the chat room. And her website is www.whiterose-productions.com. Cheryl has posted that in the chat room already for you to read, but we'll be posting it again. Now, this is funny. We have two people on the show tonight, the co-host and the guest, with fantastic names. Now, I'm saying this because they are, but also I might goof, I might not, I hope not. But psychic Cheryl Lynn, her first name is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L. My wife is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L-L, double L there. So hopefully I don't get confused, but I'm telling you ahead of time. You know, and my spirit guides usually give me a smack on the side of my head if I'm starting to go south. But you all know how I operate. So instead of wasting any more time, or yes, if you like our show, please click the follow. And you can check us out on Facebook. Check out my website. It has all the information, DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com. But tonight I want you to remember WhiteRose-Productions.com. Now we would like to welcome psychic Cheryl Lynn.
Well, thank you for having me on. Hi, David. Hi, Cheryl, with two L's.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Thank you so much.
You know, Cheryl, I believe we've been friends for some years now on Best American Psychics, Psychic Faces, and some other groups, or at least I've seen you there for a long time, amongst other places. So I've known of you for quite some time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was part of those groups, but that's good.
Well, some of those groups, a whole bunch of groups. I'm not sure I'm a member of too many groups, but somewhere we may have made the connection. I'll have to check, too. But I know I've known of you for several years, and it's very nice to have you on the show tonight. Thank you for coming.
Thank you again for having me on. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So could you tell the audience in your words a little bit about what we're about to, what subject we're going to breach? But before we do that, would you tell everybody the different things that you use to give people readings, and then we'll go on to what you want to say about the predictions?
Well, I use the, as you said in the beginning, I'm a natural born psychic down through my dad's line, and I've been, you know, a psychic kid, and I use the tarot cards. It's like a T for me that opens up a door to my psychic abilities, and then at the end of readings, I close the door. So it's more of like a scrying instrument for me than like your normal like tarot card readings. I just prefer not to be on all the time. I have other relatives. I have sisters that are very, very psychic, and they don't shut it off. And at this point, they can't even walk to the Walmart because they don't know if they're looking at a spirit guide, an angel, someone who crossed, or the actual person. So I like to use my tarot like as like a control device.
Can I ask you a question? You just opened the door to something that I think is most important. And
sure.
I've had some people come to me lately. They're empathic, or somebody's told me about somebody that keeps seeing spirits, or they're empath or something. And they keep getting all this energy into them. They keep getting drained. They don't know how to control it. You know, I recommended a book on psychic protection, but do you have any words you can tell people that maybe are a natural empath or a psychic or medium or something and is not sure how to, you know, turn it down or lock this stuff out?
Well, what I do is I surround myself with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and surround yourself every day. Ask Mother and Father God to surround you with the white light of the Holy Spirit to protect you, because, you know, there is a lot of negativity in the world. So you aren't psychically drained. Because, like I said, my one sister, she can't even walk, you know, to the Walmart or the mall without feeling exhausted. And so I understand, you know, what you were saying, David, about people, like, being drained. But I know that every once in a while she'll wear an amulet. Some people wear amulets. But, for me, I just surround myself with the white light of the Holy Spirit, go through prayer. And, again, I use a tarot card, so my door's closed. You know what I mean.
I do that all the time. You have to. You know, the more you do it, the more powerful it becomes. So that's great. So now let's talk about your predictions.
Well, one of the things that Mother and Father God want me to do is I do predictions. I'm going to give my 2013 predictions. I'm also going to do my tarot horoscopes for all signs. Before I get to that, David, I do want to tell everybody, I did get a message clear from the universe about the New American Dream, and I want to make sure everybody knows about it. It's really going to be hitting in 2013, even more so than in 2012. And the New American Dream is very simple, but I just want to get it out there. The new American dream is that you're going to live below your means, you're going to love and enjoy your family, and you're going to save your money. And that's basically the new American dream.
I like that.
It makes sense. It also makes common sense. And, you know, it most definitely looks like we're headed in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having a rebound recovery like we did from the early 80s or from the 30s. This is actually different, much different.
Well, we're actually in the new age of technology. We're getting into the new age of technology. And so we're actually getting out of the old age right now. And so all this stuff is going on, and it will continue to go on. It's starting now in 2012, but it'll continue on in 2013 and 2014. All this, you know, Mother Earth herself is, you know, changing, and people are changing, and the vibrations are changing. And so, you know, we all have to kind of adjust to that. And so it's actually kind of exciting if you think about it. We're going out of one older age and getting into a newer age.
Yes, it is. Now, I was wondering, we've had or going through a major paradigm shift right now, and I was wondering, do you think it started in like little steps, little phases, little areas, and then started to speed up like last year? Or do you have any take on it when you thought perhaps?
Well, I felt personally, for me personally, I felt a major shift in October of 2011. I don't know about you, but like the energy, I just felt it get heavier, and you know, like things shifted quickly for, you know, especially for me in like October of 2011. It just continues to move a little bit faster. It's going to pick up speed in 2013, and then again in 2014. And I know what you mean. I personally thought things started shifting in like October of 2011.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I don't want to get too far away from your predictions, but it has something to do with what we're talking about. You know, the axis of the Earth, you know, we're spinning around, and that creates time. The poles have shifted slightly and everything. And the celestial bodies of our galaxy are aligning. We're coming close to the center of the galaxy. So we've seen solar flares, earthquakes, hurricanes, you know, all this erratic weather seems to be now the norm rather than the exception. But I was wondering that if the Earth is starting to spin a little bit faster, and if all these things have anything to do with like time speeding up a little bit, everybody saying where's the time going, and also a thinning of the veil. What's your take on that?
Yes. Well, you're going to love hearing my predictions of 2013 because I cover all of that.
Okay, but then we're saving for that if you want. I don't want to ruin anything.
Well, there goes my predictions of 2013. I know the thinning of the veil, that's definitely coming in big time in 2013. And it's going to be even like, I cover this in my prediction of 2013, but the veil is going to be so thin that people that really don't believe in the paranormal or believe in this stuff, you know, Grandma will die on Wednesday and you might see her on Saturday. Do you know what I mean? Or see her face, or she'll be able to have the energy to manifest.
Okay, so in your predictions, we're going to get to...
Yeah, we're going to get to all that. But.
Okay, then go ahead and tell us what you want us to hear next.
Okay, well, for my predictions on 2013 and David and Sherelle, I did these on March 10th, 2012. And these are on YouTube, and you can see the dates when I published these predictions. Okay.
All right.
Okay, now my first one, I got dangerous weather patterns continue in 2013. Expect the unexpected. Earthquake for the East Coast, major earthquake for the West Coast, more flooding and tornadoes, the volcanoes erupt. And when I say volcanoes, it's like inactive volcanoes. So as you were saying, weather patterns, the weather just kicks it up, 20-fold next year. So what we have to do is we've got to prepare ourselves for these, these weather patterns, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Now, I have major power surges happening throughout America, many people without power for long periods of time. Back up your computers, buy generators, always be prepared for these power outages. and everyone have a survival kit ready. Now, we're kind of starting this year with these power outages, but it's going to continue on. Some people say it's because of a solar flare, but I just feel it's can your computers go out and lights go out, and you need, like, you know, I don't want people to panic. Just have a survival kit ready. You know, you may have, like, I made my husband buy a generator. You know, just be prepared for this.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. That's common sense anyway.
Okay. Now, I have that China moves in as a superpower in 2013, and do not trust XI, whatever that guy's name is. And America will continue to struggle, and the American economy will not show any signs of stability until about 2016, when things start to calm down a little bit. But like you had said in the beginning, David, it's really not going to go back to what we used to, be or what we used to have. Okay? So China is moving into superpower, but I do see, like, for China next year, the infrastructure, like the people inside China, there's, like, a lot of struggle going on.
Okay. Now, I've noticed that China has been doing quite a bit of trade, and of course they need it because they have the largest population on Earth. They've stockpiled lots of American currency, and they have a very large gold reserve, gold and silver reserve as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, China has nuclear weapons. China's going to space. China is building. And so that makes sense that they are rapidly approaching a superpower status. That makes a lot of sense. But do you think that is a threat to us, or is just a shifting of the powers on the earth?
I think that America's going to be concerned about it. Let's all be concerned about it. There's not too much that I don't feel that we can do about it, but just kind of making you aware of it. But they're just kind of moving. It's just going to be different, you know, because we're used to being a superpower, and now, you know, there's another country coming in. But I don't feel that they're going to stay as a superpower. That, you know, it's just, it's almost like a brief thing that's going to be happening. But
okay.
For a while they will be. But like I said, I think they're going to implode. I think the country itself is going to implode. And, you know, it's going to be the inside. It's not really going to be outside influences. It's going to be more the inside influences.
I may be saying this wrong, but it's kind of like somebody suddenly on the top now because they're wealthy, because they won the lottery and they go crazy with it. Then they blow everything and everything collapses. Maybe, I don't know if I can compare that with what you're saying about China. Maybe it's a mixture of things.
Yeah, it's just going to be, just keep your eye on China in 2013.
Okay, I will.
Okay? Now, you talked about gold and silver. That's really interesting, David, because my next prediction is, I told you to save your money, but I want you to continue to buy gold, silver, and copper in 2013. Because the prices are going to continue to rise. Now, gold's going to hit $3,000 an ounce no later than 2014. So I'm talking about the actual metals, the gold, silver, copper. And you had talked about, you know, China, you know, hanging on to their gold, and I think people now are selling their gold on the cheap. I think they should really, like, hold on to it. It's a good investment. It's good to have that metal in your hand.
I totally believe it. No, I collected coins and started selling coins on a small scale some years ago. And I was, you know, in law enforcement at that time. And I was selling gold coins to other, you know, officers there who were snapping them up at $300 an ounce. I was selling to them for that. I got it for a little less, but, you know, I'd make a profit, handling fees and all. But later when gold went way up, they thanked me for it. There was others that were skeptical because they said, no, I got my money in the stock market. You know, it's king. Gold is too erratic, too volatile. It'll never... I said, you know what? I said, just diversify your portfolio and add a little bit to it. It wouldn't hurt, you know, because paper can go up and down, but gold is gold. It's always solid. It's always worth something.
Yep.
And look at the stock market. It's been very erratic lately, and a lot of major players now have put large amounts into gold, which is really common sense.
And my tarot also said about the silver and copper as well in 2013 are good investments. You can't lose with silver and you can't lose with copper.
I know. Somebody gave me some money so I can go out and get some precious metals.
Okay, now the next one I have, and I did my predictions on 3/10/12. I said it's Obama versus Romney for president. It does not matter who wins because they both will be weak presidents. However, there will be a female president in the future who will take power and clean house. And I think right now, David, this is, and Sherelle, this is going to be a horse race, this president, Obama versus Romney. I feel like it's a real horse race here. But it really doesn't matter. I don't think things are going to change either way if either party gets in there. But I do feel a female president is coming in the future is going to be an excellent president. Now, it could be Hillary Clinton or it could be somebody else. It's not Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. People
right.
keep asking me about Sarah Palin, but... but
yeah. I agree. That is going to be a close race and that there's a strong possibility of having a female president in the future. And Hillary is a good candidate for it as well. That stands out. I don't tell people I support one or the other in politics because I don't, get into that because it's just, too many sides on that. So I never really talk about it. So I'm just saying what I'm seeing is that I totally agree with you on that.
And, yeah, so do we see the female come up? Like I said, I think it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Let's all vote for her. And I'm not a Democrat or Republican either, but that was pretty clear. So there is going to be somebody there that really, we're going to have a really strong president. But until then, we have either President Obama or might be President Romney. Okay, now I have youth protesters turn violent, youth in revolt all around the world. Right now, it's almost going to go back to the 60s, I feel, with the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all around the world. And right now, people are pretty calm, or the youth are pretty calm. But I do feel, like you had said about the energy, next year, things getting, maybe it has to do with the polar shift, too, where, things are going to start getting amped up. But I do feel like that same vibe that they had, back in 1967, 68, and 69, that where the youth of this country are really going to be standing up for their rights and to make changes. So in a way it'll be good, and in a way it'll be a little bit scary.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'm going on the fear factor. Somebody on Coast to Coast AM radio had a position to tell that they were making long rail cars, and all these long rail cars that they were manufacturing had shackles in them. There are many, many cars manufactured, metal cars with shackles in them. And on prisonplanet.com, they were talking about FEMA camps. In case things turn nasty in the U.S., a lot of people they'd have places to put these people in these FEMA camps. So what do you think about that?
Oh, I don't know about that. I hope not. Going back to China now, I do feel that there's things going on in China where there might be they could put Americans in something like that. I wouldn't trust China, but I don't know about that. I don't know. I hope that's not true.
I feel that it'll be like the 60s, like you said. I've been watching everything closely myself, and that, yes, there'll be, problems with the weather, like you said, and the economy, and groups of people who are now going to snowball, and there'll be certain groups that will cause violence. But I believe there'll be pockets here and there that will be able to be controlled. And I do not feel that there'll be martial law. At least I'm hoping there won't be.
No, I don't think there's going to be martial law, but you're going to see the protesters like they used to have in the 60s, where the kids are actually out there and they're going to be fighting. And, there's going to be that type of thing where police have to be called in. And but people are very passionate. The youth are very passionate about some of these issues.
Now, are you going to talk about anything like that on an international scale in your predictions? I don't want to ruin it, or can I make a comment on this?
Well, I do feel that the youth is all over, not only in America, but, all over the world. I do feel that.
It's just like in Syria and Egypt and all those other countries, Yemen, it's been happening all over the place, pretty much.
The Middle East is just going to be turned up. Just think of, you know, when you have a gas stove and you turn up the heat. That's what I feel over there. Just keep turning up the heat over there.
All right.
Okay, now I got through my tarot that more and more children are going to be born autistic in 2013. And actually they are crystal children, indigo children, they're special children, and they're actually the next step up of humanity. They're actually advanced souls. But you're going to hear more and more about autism in 2013.
And, you know, autism is, people put a label on it and then send them to a doctor and put them on, you know, drugs and stuff. I think it's wrong. I think that those children with autism, I've, you know, seen them. They are moving at a speed that's faster than us. We're too slow for them. They're very, very highly intelligent, and many of them gifted. And I think that they should try to have a special class for them and take their time and work with them. You can't, you know, solve a problem overnight, but you can't just drug them and hope the problem ends. I'm strongly against that. And I'm more pro having people work with these children, a special group, and there turn out to be the people are probably running the world later on. You never know.
And they will fit in. We are getting to the age of technology now, and these are going to be the adults that will work in technology. So, like I said, I got that they are advanced souls and that they're going to fit in well with what's coming up. But the technology is just going to go crazy, and you need advanced souls to handle it.
I agree, yes.
Now, what we were talking about before, under my predictions for 2013, paranormal activity increases big time in 2013. More and more people seeing full body manifestations. The dream life becomes active and vivid. So those of us that are light workers, it'll make our job a little bit easier because, we'll get the messages clearer. We'll see the visions clearer. And like I said, normal people that are not into this, they're gonna have to ask questions of what this is about. You know what I mean? More and more light orbs and things like that. And I hate to say ghosts, but you know they'll be seeing more and more paranormal activity in their homes.
Yes, it'll be on the increase because that's part of what you talked about as far as thinning the veil is concerned. And the spiritual energy, more people are waking up. Believe it or not, the earth, some people say it's worse, but it's actually getting better. And more people are asking questions and becoming enlightened or awakening, so to speak, in bigger numbers than before. And more of this information now is coming out in the media as well. So everything seems to be falling together pretty well.
And the dream life, too. All our dream lives are going to get more active because the vibrations are going to be higher. Our vibration here on Earth is getting, you know, because the other side's more like a higher vibration, and we're starting to, like you talked about, you know, the shifting of the poles and the Earth is vibrating a little bit. You said that time's moving quicker, but I just think it's like the higher vibration that we're all feeling, and that will affect our dream life.
I believe that. My dreams have been, I taught myself to remember my dreams for a long time, and I've been doing that, but they seem to be coming more vivid, lasting longer, and I'm seeing lots of stuff. You know, it's really interesting. A dream I had a couple of nights ago, I went to in the spirit world to one of the libraries, and they showed me a real big book, and it said Columbus on it, and I opened it up and showed me a graph with different, I guess you could call astrological symbols and other symbols, which I don't know what the meaning of the dream is. I'm trying to figure it out, but there's a good example right there.
Well, did you have like a visitation where you went to the Hall of Records or something? You went to, because we all visit the other side. And
yes, I did.
Remember, the Hall of Records or something. Probably.
Yeah, I've been there several times. Cause I guess I do a lot of research, so I visit there and other places. But I know there's a meaning by it. I didn't understand it, but you don't have to write everything down. When I go back in my journal, some things make sense that I had forgotten about, but I try to journal every significant dream that I have. So hopefully I'll find out what that's about soon. I have to do research and look and see if I can find something similar to that. I just Google Columbus, I suppose, and find out.
Yeah, but I just feel that it was just a visitation that you're going, like, because there's the Hall of Records and the Hall of Justice, and there's all those buildings that are on the other side. You just probably went into one of those buildings and they showed you the Columbus book.
That's right, and I'm sure my spirit guide stopped me from going into a bar on that side and directed me the other way. Hey, what's life without humor, right?
That's right. Now, my next one is that technology advancement is phenomenal in 2013. So much new technology coming out in all areas of life, it's going to be hard to keep up with it all. And David and Sherelle, I don't understand everything that I was shown. I was shown I'm not a technical person, so it's hard for me to understand some of the stuff that I saw. I will let you know, not in 2013, though, but I was shown that that libraries will now be online. Like, I feel down the line that the libraries are going to be closing, like the buildings, but they're not going to be able to afford it, and we're going to be able to access our libraries online. And I also feel down the line that schools, like the buildings, I feel that children are going to be learning more online. Like, again, this age of technology where the kids are learning, they'll learn quicker. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like that. But this is like down the line. This is not 2013. I saw this down the line a little bit.
That makes sense. You know, as technology advances, it's actually cheaper, especially, let's say, if you have a service or something, and the more people you have subscribing it, the less, you know, less it costs to operate it, and you don't have to pay for a building and shipping materials and employees and all that. And, you know, with the population, with technology, and with no money, it makes total sense. And I think, I know you're right about that.
Yeah, I saw that pretty clear. Also, I saw that in the movie theaters, I did see, like, a virtual reality. Now, right now, we have, like, a 3D that, like, they're doing right now. But I do feel, David, down the line, that people are actually going to go into movie theaters and the movie's going to act around them. You know what I mean? Like, a holographic, where you're actually part of the movie.
Like the holodeck in Star Trek?
Yeah, where you're,
you can
you'll be sitting there.
Yeah, a true virtual reality. That would be totally cool.
And please look to Disney. Carol was talking about Disney's going to be the first one to try that. So you'll know when that's about to come about, because you're going to hear about it like in Disney first.
I'll be watching for that one.
Okay, that's down the line. Now, I do have some celebrity predictions.
I want to know, too.
Okay, well, Sherelle, I have that there's going to be some celebrity health scares coming up for Larry the Cable Guy, Chaz Bono, and Lady Gaga. So I do feel for, like, Larry the Cable Guy, I do feel like there's something around his chest, his heart, his lung area. Something, I'm not saying a heart attack, but I'm thinking it's something where he's going to have to slow down a little bit, take better care of his health. Chaz Bono, I do feel there's all kinds of problems for Chaz Bono, everything, you know, one time hits him. And then Lady Gaga, I do feel she has already a pre-existing condition that she's not telling people, like lupus or something like that. But it's going to be, even though she seems like she's very healthy and very vital, and I think there's some kind of health she already knows about, you know, what it is. So she might be taking some time off in 2013 for her health issues.
Okay.
Talking about celebrities, Ernest Borgnine passed away at 95 today. That's really sad.
I loved him in Marty. It was my favorite movie of his.
Yeah.
And now, Sherelle, I want you to calm down here, because Kim Kardashian's going to meet the man she will marry and have her children with in 2013. And yes, she will not marry again. So we can all relax. Kim Kardashian will be fine.
Okay. Good. I was worried about her. You know, if things were looking a little, I don't know, so staged, I would really like her to settle down and, you know, create the next edition of the Kardashians, you know.
I have so many clients, though, that ask me, what's your predictions on Kim Kardashian? I had to put it in there, because I guess people are very concerned about this. But, she's going to find the man, marry him, and she'll settle down in 2013. Now, gas prices in America are going to remain steady in the mid-$3 a gallon range, and people are going to continue to adjust their lifestyles according to what the pump says. So we just have to deal with this, you know, David and Sherelle, this mid-$3 up to $4, this back and forth. And in 2013, people are going to start adjusting their lifestyles. You know, do we go on vacation this year or don't we? Or, you know, it's like people kind of doing it now, but they're going to do it even more so in 2013.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, a cheap way to go on vacation is just put on a pair of headsets and hook them up to your computer, watch a nice nature video, pour yourself a cocktail, sit back, and enjoy the cheap vacation. It may be short, but what the heck?
Yeah, they're just going to adjust lifestyles. I think people are going to get used, like more used to it than they are now. But I don't feel that it's going to go over $4 a gallon. I think it's just going to keep going. But it's going to be radical, more radical than this year. You know, it's going to be like $4, it's going to be $3.50. You know, people are going to go, you know, calm down. You know, it's going to be like going back and forth there. And then I have another major court case will capture the world's attention in 2013. It's going to involve a wealthy woman. And online dating, this is my last one, online dating sites become less popular in 2013. People start to get out a little more and actually interact with others on a social level. So as everything else amps up, David and Sherelle, in the technology area, online dating, I especially feel women are getting tired of it, and we're going to go back to the old-fashioned way a little bit, introducing somebody to somebody or meet somebody, or the online dating, I don't feel it's going to work out in the long run.
That will be good. I have a lot of friends that I know that are online dating, and you know, even though you hear stories about how the online dating works out, the people that are in my close-knit circle of friends, they haven't had a good experience with it.
Yes, yes. Like I said, especially women, I got like the feminine energy there. The women are just going to say, look, you know, we'll meet the person, but we're not, you know, the online dating is not really working.
Now, so as far as online dating, they tried that, been there, done that, and not good. Now, you know, you spoke about technology and more things happening online. You know, we have growing amount of social networks. And when I was a child, we didn't have any of this stuff here. Go outside and play, get your exercise, meet your friends, go to birthday parties. You know, as you got older, go to other celebrations and outings. Now, seem to have decreased. I mean, okay, it's very costly, but children, a lot of them, don't go out to play as much. They sit there and watch TV. They're texting. They're on the computer, on the social network, watching videos or something like that. You think that this is going to increase more and you'll see less children out in the streets?
Yes,
and more
yes.
People stuck to the computers and phones?
Yes, and unfortunately, I did see you know, the children getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the nutrition in America, even though the First Lady's trying to get the word out about nutrition, that they just don't have the proper nutrition, and people are going to be bigger, and the children are going to be bigger, and just because of the sedentary lifestyle. Like you said, you know, I was like a child in the 1970s, and we were, you know, we didn't have computers and all this stuff, and, you know, we played till the streetlight came on, and then, you know, we went in the house, and we were always running, we were always playing. But my son, you know, grew up in the computer age, and, he's not a very active child. He was always behind the computer. So I guess that's just the way it's going to be. I hate to say that. But.
Let me ask you, somebody on Facebook, I'm a member of one of the groups, it's the Psychic Twins group, Terry and Linda Jameson. Somebody posted something in there, I forget her name, and she made a statement. She said, what's going on right now? Everybody in my family and every friend that I have have all been getting sick, going to the hospital. I mean, you know, it's like it's happening to everybody at once. My wife has been sick recently again, too, and quite a bit this year. So I've heard of other people getting ill. Is that, you know, coincidence? Do you think it's part of the shift, or do you think there's...
Well, I do feel that, people today are very sanitary, or they're very concerned about germs. I do see that increasing as well. So they don't have the stuff in them to fight off the viruses anymore. Like when we were kids, when I was a kid, you know, you played out in the mud. You know, you had the, I don't know what the medical term is, but you didn't get sick as much because you had the antibodies, or you had, you know, your body could fight it. But today, everybody's very,
germaphobe.
Yeah, germaphobe. Thank you, Sherelle. They want to say germaphobe, but they're all, you know, they can't shake each other's hand anymore. You know, if somebody coughs, you're going to get sick. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah, I do see that increasing, too. It's just people can't fight off, common colds. Although technology, I did see, like, the medical community, you know, the common cold would be, you'll have the medicines to cut it short, but you might have more frequency, like you said.
That's true.
So, all right, so that's what I got for my 2013 predictions.
Fabulous. I had a person in the chat that was saying Skating Angel, and she was saying stronger immune systems through exposure to germs. And that's true, but the other thing that I was thinking is that there's more things out there that they're creating that makes it even more necessary to build up our immune system.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with you there.
I'm wondering if people will be safer from that, and also, you know, children from child predators will be safer, and we won't be exposed to a lot of things, including crime as well. If more businesses are becoming home-based, schooling is going to be done at home, people will be traveling less, starting their own gardens in their yard, so because you don't know what's safe anymore, even organic
food.
And
I encourage that, too, yeah. And I saw that as well, about the gardens and gardening and growing your own food. Even if you're like in a New York penthouse or something, you know, please have like the pots out or whatever. Grow tomato plants. Grow. We as Americans, we have to get back to that. I actually agree with you with that. We have to really start growing our own food again. Like you said, you're gonna have to be careful with the food that's coming in. You know, especially I guess stuff from China again. But any food that we get, I agree with you. We need to. Go back a little bit, you know, to the old days where you grew your own food. I actually have a nice garden here, and I enjoy my garden every summer, and, you know, a lot of people I know are doing it. And how do you feel about that, David?
I feel strongly enough about to where is the my backyard. I'm kind of redoing it. It's already pretty nice, but I'm clearing it out, and I'm reserving a good-sized section for a garden with different types of, you know, vegetables that we eat frequently. So I'm going to at least do that. I think that's very important.
Yeah, I do too. So that's good. If it's a little garden, just so you get used to, like, growing your own food, just in case someday you have to.
Well, that's true.
I did growing up. My brother-in-law taught us how to do that, and then I made my own another time past. So I'm familiar with doing it, and my friend does, and he can help me if I get stuck. But I'm really looking forward to it because it also gets you outside, you know, in nature, and gets you exercise. So it has many benefits of home gardening.
Yes, so I do actually encourage that. And people can start, like you said, start now, and it just will benefit you in the future. So, and I do feel that people are going to be doing that. I also feel people are, like, my grandmother used to can things. I feel people will start can things and, you know, do things like that. Go back a little bit, you know, the old-fashioned ways, canning and how to preserve foods in natural ways. And so that's one good trend, you know, that I do feel is coming.
I believe that, too. I want to tell everybody that they're listening to Psychic Cheryl Lynn on Beyond the Gate Radio. And her website is www.whiterose-productions.com. And if anybody would like to call in, our call-in number is 760-454-7006. And, you know, Cheryl, our switchboard is really lit up, so I think that's wonderful. Pretty soon we're going to be getting to some calls. There's something I wanted to ask you about, and now that I've said that, I've forgotten what I was going to ask you. Oh, it had something to do with, yes, many people believe that we're making contact with extraterrestrials or aliens, and that some people are being contacted to be chosen to go somewhere or for some special purpose or something because of this new shift where, you know, everybody is becoming enlightened and those are the ones that are going to be running everything. Do you have any take on that?
Well, aliens or people from another planet, they're amongst us now. And, you know, they have been with us for a long time. You know, they just take a human form and they actually walk around. So I don't know about it's just like they've always kind of been here. And people, like we had talked about, people becoming aware now of the paranormal, I can understand why people are starting to, like, recognize them or start to feel them. But there's definitely life on other planets as well. And I don't know about enlightenment. I just, people might start considering, instead of, like, you know, Hollywood, David and Sherelle, you know, have, like, E.T. and all this stuff, that people are actually getting, like, what the aliens really are, that they actually are here, and some people are aliens, and they've been with us all along, actually.
Been with us since the beginning, and are, I guess, tweaking us to, you know, testing the atmosphere, the soil and everything, animals, and trying to...
human life as humans, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And try to improve us, perhaps, so they're observing us. You know, their creations or whatever.
They're walking amongst us, and
That's true.
They've just kind of always kind of been here, and people are just kind of like being aware of it now. And if you take the Hollywood out of it, it makes sense, you know, that we won't be the only people in all of the universe. So,
I know. So, they need to take the Hollywood out of ghosts and spirits,
yes.
Too.
Yes, that's true. Do we want to do the tarot horoscopes, or do we want to take a break?
We can go ahead and take a 5-minute break. That'd be fine. And when we come back, we can do that. So you're going to explain to us what you're going to do when we come back.
Okay, well, I'm going to be giving everybody my tarot horoscopes for 2013. And this is going to be horoscopes for all the signs. And this will be your sun sign. And it's just a general, like, outlook for you for 2013 for your particular sign.
Okay.
That's perfect.
So we'll take a break for a few minutes, put on some music, let everybody get some water, whatever they need. We'll come back. You'll give those taroscopes for the signs. And after that, we can start taking some callers because the switchboard is getting fuller and fuller. Hey, okay. We'll do that. See everybody in a few minutes. Alrighty then. Welcome back to Beyond the Gate Radio. We just had a little break, and you're listening to Psychic Cheryl Lynn tonight, and she's going to give us some astrological horoscope readings for all the signs.
Okay, well, these are my tarot horoscopes for 2013. Unlike astrology, I actually use a tarot.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I did these on 3/10/12. And the first one is Aries, and that's March 21st through April 20th. And again, these, David and Cheryl, these are just the people's sun signs. Everybody, you know, everybody's got moon signs and rising signs and all other kinds of signs, but I just deal with the sun signs, and these are just general, like, snippet of what 2013 will be like for that particular sign. Okay?
All right.
First one, again, is Aries. Rams take on more responsibility for themselves and others, demanding work projects that take time to complete, but once completed, bring in financial rewards. Aries rolls up their sleeves and they get the job done in 2013. So they're really going to be the doers of 2013, Aries and Ram. They're really going to get out there and they're going to walk the walk. They're not going to talk the talk, they're going to walk the walk. And Aries is good at that anyway. They like to, you know, keep things going in forward motion, and they definitely are the doers in the Zodiac. The next one is Taurus. April 21st to May 21st, enjoyment in the home and with family for the Bulls. Some big business deals are made in 2013, better connections with people in power to help advance the Bulls. Extra money needs to be saved, not spent. David and Cheryl, I'm a Taurus, May 9th, and it hurt my heart when I had to put that last one down. The money needs to be saved and not spent, but I had to say goodbye to, I had to say goodbye to my credit card. Like everybody else, and
my brother's first.
We're shifting into that age where we have to save and stuff anyway. So,
yep. So I'm walking the talk too, like everybody else. But Gemini, May 22nd to June 21st. Expected money or advancement is delayed until the second half of 2013. Be patient, Gemini. It will come. But it may take another form than you think, and more time spent with children or younger members of the family, and business partnerships are featured.
Okay, I'll have to listen to that one.
Okay, so you're Gemini.
Yes, June 3rd.
Okay. Two of the nicest people you ever meet. Gemini.
Yeah, they argue with each other. No.
Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd, major changes coming to the crab in 2013, changes in attitudes, friends, life path, and employment. The old gives way to the new. Anything pending in the courts for the crab will require time, patience, and money, and a new friend comes into your life in 2013. So lots of changes coming for the crab, accelerated changes coming for the crab. So the crab, Cancer can get a little emotional, so they just kind of have to roll with the punches. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let it bother you. The next one is Leo, July 23rd to April 21st. Romance finds Leo in 2013. Proposals, weddings, engagements, new life to old relationships is featured. Commitment to love and those you love, and doing what you love is very important to you this year. Broken hearts are healed, and you love again, Leo. So Leo's got a lot of romance coming up in 2013. I got a lot of love cards around the lion there.
Wow.
Virgo, August 22nd to September 23rd. Virgos spend some alone time figuring out what they truly want in life, especially in the first half of the year. As a snake sheds its skin to grow, Virgos will be shedding some negative people, jobs, habits, and situations. So just like there's going to be a lot of change for the crab that I saw, Cancer, the Virgo is going to do a lot of interchanging and a lot of, like, closing doors in order for other things to come through for them. Libra, September 24th, October 23rd. Conflicts at work start out your 2013, Libra. Corporate shakeups and business changes. You may work a second job. Allow others to help you as you sort out your career choices. And don't worry, you will make good money in 2013. Scorpio, October 24th to November 22nd. Lots of travel for Scorpio in 2013. lots of money, too. Many financial blessings for you. And some investments you made in the past are going to pay off for you big time in 2013. Watch your energy levels and make sure you get proper sleep and enjoy your downtime and relax.
I like
keep going?
Yes, keep going.
Is that your sign, Sherelle?
No, but I want to hunt down some Scorpios since they're going to get some money windfall.
Yeah, but they're going to be very, very busy. They're very busy, but so they have to learn to kind of learn to relax a little bit and enjoy their downtime. Now Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 22nd, holding out for what you really want is your key to happiness in 2013. You want what you want, and you're going to go after it in a big way. And good fortune and money blessings for you too. And Capricorn, December 23rd, January 20th, you keep plugging away in 2013, Capricorn. Better relationships with your children or grandchildren, more quality time spent with them, unexpected social invitations come to you, go out and have some fun. And, because Capricorn has a tendency to hold back or they'll stay back or they're not the first ones, out of the gate. And
right.
This year, just enjoy yourself. Get out there and enjoy yourself a little bit, Capricorn. You know,
that's
you
right.
I like that.
That's
me. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. Capricorn, you tend to hold back a little bit and analyze things a little bit, and you need to just get out there and have some fun. Just, get silly, get giggly. You know, Capricorn usually doesn't do that, but, go out there and do that. And
that's true.
Aquarius, January 21st to February 19th, moving up, moving out, or moving on, lots of comings and goings. Your life is very active and very busy, many things going on all at the same time, and you become a master multitasker and help decisions to be made in November or December of 2013. And then the last one is Pisces, February 20th to March 20th. Extra work pays off for you a big way in 2013. Some changes in friends and situations and more social outings for you. So as you can see, Sherelle and David, just action-packed for all the signs, all kinds of stuff going on. And
it sounds pretty upbeat.
Yes. Just a lot of action, a lot. Just like I said, the vibrations are going to be higher, so it's going to affect the signs in certain ways. But like for Aries, they like to get the job done, so 2013 might be their kind of year where lots of stuff's going on and they get out there and get their hands, into all kinds of projects and all kinds of things. So that's it.
I really like that because I think, we just started doing more of the, giving away and stuff like that because the last few years we've been really busy doing other things. So I think that it's starting for me to actually get out and do some things and see some things. So I like that. That's very good.
Yeah, and just get, all the Capricorns out there, just get giddy. And I know you don't like to do that, but just laugh and just get silly and just, have a good time.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too. And so when you read your tarot cards, you use scrying, and that's interesting. Now, when you are going to do readings for listeners, for example, do you mind telling us how you're going to go about doing that?
I'll be using the tarot cards. I just ask everybody to give me their first name, their real name, your age, and your question. And I'll ask tarot, and that's basically how I do it.
Oh,
Cheryl, right. I had someone in chat that asked a question, and she didn't want to use her first, her name on the air or anything, but she wanted to know about a relationship. Would that still work? Or because I was
what's
thinking,
her age? You have to give me her age, though.
Okay, she's 53. And a question, will there be romantic relationship with a man from her past? His name is Bob. And they talked on the phone today, and he is traveling now, but asked her to call him tomorrow.
Okay. This man has been through a lot of adventures in his life. I'm getting that. I'm getting a man that he may be a little bit gun-shy as far as commitment goes. I do feel that he's been through a couple relationships, pretty, difficult breakups. There's definitely potential there for this, and I'm getting it more in the wintertime, if that makes sense. I'm seeing more in the wintertime. She needs to stop worrying about love all the time, though. She's, like, consumed with it. She's thinking about it all the time. And she just kind of has to let the universe bring him to her. But he's actually a good match for her. And she might be able to bring him some stability. And she might be able to bring him some pure love, you know, where there's no motive behind it. Because I do feel he was involved with some women that were, oh, they kind of used him, you know. They manipulated him. And this lady can bring to him a fresh love and a new start. I'm getting it more in the wintertime where things they can commit or they can take the relationship into the next level. But definitely talk to him and definitely there's potential there. I'm getting potential. She's a strong woman. He kind of needs that.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for her so much. And I will let her know.
Now, are you ready to take somebody from the switchboard?
Sure.
All right.
Hello?
Okay, we have area code 561. 561, welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio. How are you?
Hi, how are you? This is Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
do you have a question for Sherilyn today?
Yes, Sherilyn. I am in a very bad situation. I lost my apartment, and now I have no place to live. Right now I'm living at a motel. My ex-husband paid for someone to when you see any, I was hoping maybe he would let me move in with him temporarily until I have some money coming through in a few months. I want to see what you see about my living situation changing very soon.
Okay, Lena, how old are you, Lena?
50.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Okay, you got to hang tough, okay, Lena? You have to move back in. Go ahead and move back in. It's going to be a little while, okay? There is a delay. I do get a delay around this. You will find another place to live, and you'll find a better place to live. You'll actually have a choice of three places, okay? But you have to be patient now, okay? Because I'm getting like the hangman, and I'm getting temperance, and I'm getting all these cards just kind of telling you to, you're going to have to kind of like just let the right place kind of find you, okay? But I do feel there's going to be three options for you. You're definitely going to be, like, this year, you're going to be in another place, and things will be getting better for you, okay? One thing that you have to do, though, is there is a problem person in your life or somebody that either drained you, Lena, or maybe drained your finances, drained you emotionally, and that person you may have to let go in this life, or I'm sorry, in this year. But hang on, okay? Hang on. You'll be fine.
When do you see a new place? I mean, I already know I don't have money coming through for a few months. So when do you think my ex-husband will let me live with him, or do you not think that he will?
I think that he will, but it's going to be a very temporary thing, okay?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do get the four around this. So it could be 4 weeks, 4 months at the most. You know, it's definitely not going to let you live 4 years there, but I get a solid four around that. But you'll be able to definitely move in.
He won't let me move in for 4 more months?
No, I get the four around. Well, you can stay with him either 4 weeks or 4 months at the most. So once you do move in, it's going to be a very temporary arrangement. Okay, but hang tough and we'll find it, Lena.
Thank you, Lena. I hope that
helps.
Thank
you, Lena.
Sorry we don't have more time. We have a lot of callers tonight. We want to try and get through them. And if anybody would like to contact Psychic Sherilyn for an extended personal reading, please contact her at www.whiterose-productions.com, and you can reach her at area code 484-221-9620. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening and calling in with your questions. I just would like to say that when you when we bring you in to talk to Psychic Sherilyn, please ask a question. But before you ask the question, please give us your first name and your age. That would help Cheryl greatly to really tune into the energies to give you an accurate reading. And you may also announce your location if you wish. That would be nice. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much on that. And Cheryl, that was really good. Would you like to have another caller?
Sure.
Okay, stand by. I have a caller that's in our chat room, V. Diggs. V. Diggs, you are on the line.
Hi.
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 What's your first name and how old are you?
Veronica, I'm 32.
And what's your question, Veronica?
Just what do you see coming up for me in love?
Okay. Okay, the first thing that I'm getting, Veronica, is that coming up, you're going to be changing. You are a little bit picky, a little bit of a perfectionist,
mm-hmm.
and I do feel that you're going to be changing. You're not going to have such a strict profile on love. Okay, you're going to loosen up a lot this year and
okay.
allow love to come in. Okay, now that's the first thing I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I do get love coming to you like almost like a surprise. You're going to actually fall in love with somebody that probably wouldn't have been your type a couple years ago. But you're
mm-hmm.
actually opening up your heart now. You're opening up, you're not so particular anymore, which is really good. Also, this man has money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is somebody that either they have their own business or they are, I can never say this word properly, entrepreneur, but...
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely, do you have a certain type, like a certain body type that you like? Because I feel this is like your certain body type. Do you like them like athletic?
Yeah, athletic for the most part, yes.
Yeah, because this man has like an athletic build to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel he's around your age, and I do feel he's got lighter hair. So this could be anything from, an actual blonde to a redhead, but it'd be a light-brown at the most. It wouldn't be a darker hair color.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a lot of potential for love this year. And again, just open up your heart now. You got to get off that checklist, of perfection, and
yep.
You're going to be surprised. There's a lot of love. There's a love for you everywhere.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Veronica.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Thank
Have
you,
a
Veronica.
Great
Thanks you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, she got a lot of good stuff coming up. A lot of good stuff.
Well, I know you tell it how you see it, and it's always good news when you can give them good news. I think that's fantastic.
Yep, she's really going to be happy this year. Yep, that's for sure. Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're ready for our next one. We have area code 224. 224, you are on the air.
Hi, let me turn my TV off. My name's Jill.
Okay.
I'm 52, and I'm from Illinois.
And what's your question, Jill?
Hi. You know, I'm kind of stuck career-wise what to do. Is that too general?
Okay. And you said you were 62 or 52?
No, 50. No, I'm sorry, 51. What am I thinking? I'm 51.
Okay. All right. Well, we have just a general question about your career.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you working two things, Jill. Are you considering two things? I feel that you're going to be working two things. You're definitely, remember we had talked about earlier, you're definitely saving your money and investing your money properly. I get that. I get good money for whatever you do make, but I do feel there's two things that you're going to be doing. And this is also a year, are you like a creative person, Jill?
I hope so. Hopefully, I feel like I'm discovering it, yes.
Okay, you're going to actually, this is, Tarot's talking about your creative side, whatever it is, whatever your creativity is, you're to develop that talent because you can make some money off of that talent. And also,
okay.
You're going to be, are you like a night owl too? Because I do see you doing something at night as well.
No, actually right now I'm unemployed.
Yeah, well you have some stuff coming up for you too. So you're doing two jobs. Now it could be two part-time jobs, one during the day and one at night. But again, I do want you to develop that talent because that's going to make money for you. But money's coming in for you. You're definitely going to have work, okay? You're not going to be unemployed this whole year. All right? You need
okay.
to... Yeah, Jill, you need to take this shift. You need to take this shift to get to where your job that you really want to do, your soul's purpose or what you really want to do. Okay?
Okay, and this is happening soon, right?
Yes, it's happening very soon, especially the first one. Just take the opportunities
okay.
when they come, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
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 You know, that was really good. I've used angel oracle cards before and other psychic tools, so to speak. I have tarot cards, and I studied them. But, you know, I got busy, so I really never had a chance to actually finish studying about tarot cards and using them. And I am really respected people that do, that are very knowledgeable on it. 2 years ago, I believe it was, my wife and I went to the county fair on 4th of July. Just as we were leaving, there was one little row where tents were that we didn't look at. And she said, look, it says a psychic reading. So I looked and I said, oh, tarot cards. And she said, you want a reading, do you? And I said, well, you know what? I've never had a tarot card reading before. So there was three ladies in there. I was guided to one of them. She was the older lady with red hair, real cool. And she, we sat down. She gave me a reading. And she'd been doing it for over 30 years, she said. And I was amazed, you know, watching how she did it, her methods and everything. And I have to say that that's the first one I've gotten. It was 100% accurate. You know, she pulled out certain major cards of areas that I was doing major things in. She knew that I was, you know, well, certain things about me, many things that are totally accurate. I mean, my jaw was on the ground. I just wanted to say that I was totally 100% impressed. And she started reading stuff about the wife, too, even though I was wanting to get into reading. I mean, she wasn't wrong at all. And a lot of things she said that were supposed to come true later did. I mean, so I just wanted to tell you that from my personal experience, I believe in tarot. It's really an amazing art, and I respect those that do it.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I like it because it's very direct. You know, it's very, like you said, the woman was giving you 100% accurate. She was just telling you basically, you know, this, and this. And but like I also helps me, you know, see visions and see, you know, my psychic, like I said, my psychic abilities. It helps me control it too. So I use it in several, not just like just the card meanings, but you know, I use it for several things. So, but I appreciate that. It is an art form. Like all this stuff is an art form.
That's true.
It is, and so you know, I mean. You're really on it. I'm really impressed. I'm glad that you're here tonight with us.
Thank you.
So with that, maybe we can make somebody else happy with another fantastic reading.
I like that. I have area code 646. 646, you are on the line. Hello, 646. They're probably just holding on, just listening. So we will go ahead with area code 248. Area code 248, you are on the line.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
Great.
Doing
welcome
good, thank
show.
You. My call.
What's your first name?
My first name is Natasha, and I am 44.
And how old are you? And what's your question?
Calling about an argument that I had with my male friend about 4 weeks ago, concerned about where our relationship is going.
Okay.
That's it, we haven't.
Are you said you had an argument with your male friend, and you're concerned
my
about the relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that the argument will subside. I mean, I don't feel that there's going to be hard feelings over it. But the thing that you have to work on in your relationship, there's a lot of passion there, but you have to work on the control issues. Because I feel he wants to be in control and you want to be in control. So I feel that you're going to have to work on the control issues. But also, was there money issues involved as well?
I think he had some personal money issues going on that he...
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there's definitely love there. And but I do feel either both of you or one of you has a trust issue with the other one. And there is, like we had talked about, the money issue, and there's also control issues. So there's issues that you have to work out, but this is definitely a relationship that is strong. So I wouldn't worry about, like, if you're going to break up or anything like that. I'm not seeing divorce or a breakup or anything like that. Now, do you have children? Because I see children. Or does he have children? Or
he has one. I have two.
Okay. Because I do feel that the children is another issue that you kind of have to work out. But don't worry, Natasha. You'll come back together strong.
Okay. Do you see a time when we will reconnect?
Okay.
Thank you, Sherilyn. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the 8 around this. So when I get the number 8, it could be 8 minutes, 8 seconds, 8 days, 8 weeks at the most. So,
okay.
You have, like I said, or the 8th of a month. So,
okay.
Well, 50 today, so.
Oh, August is 8. August is 8, so maybe.
Okay, maybe August, but I get the 8 strong around that.
Oh,
okay,
awesome.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Thank you. Guys have an awesome evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you.
You know, Cheryl, that's the reading about everything you said, especially the control issue. My wife and I get along real good because we realize that in our relationship, argument is worthless because we both, after all, have a common goal. So sometimes one will give in if there's something, you know, major that we're discussing. Somebody must, you know, give in. And you find out that if you do later on, hey, it wasn't that bad after all. You know, if people realize that if they have a common goal, instead of being combatants, but try to work it out together, you know, everything will be fine. But, you know, hey, we're humans. So I guess when things like that happen, you know, they come to people like us to see what we can see, and maybe that helps them some way, which I'm sure it does.
Yeah, she just had, like, Natasha, I just saw a bunch of little issues, you know, that escalated out of control, and that they will be brought together, you know, again. Like I said, I got the 8 around that. So she just has to work on those particular issues. And actually, the planets now, the energy, like where the planets are and the houses, you know, people that are into astrology, the energy now is making all of us kind of, you know, check ourselves on that and try
right,
to better ourselves.
Right.
And issues do bubble up because we have to kind of deal with them. We have to kind of solve them now because other things will be coming. So, you know, Natasha, there's a lot of people that have that right now. Like we have the explosive breakups, but Mercury's in retrograde, so they'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and David, you know, I'm always right. So that's really the goal of our relationship, right? That I'm right.
Well, my way.
Don't stutter, honey. Don't stutter.
My way of dealing with you is I don't argue. If it's something that, you know, you step on my foot about, I just stay silent and let it work itself out instead of arguing. And it always does. Arguing is pointless anyway. So discussing is okay, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, you're the winner. You're the queen, so what could I say?
You heard that, right, Cheryl? You heard
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I got it on tape now. Okay. Okay, wait. Let me compose myself. Let's go on to the next caller, shall we?
Okay.
I have area code 337. Area code 337, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Tamla, and I'm 41.
And what's your question?
Hi, Chandler.
Hi. I was just calling to see what you see in the love life, if anything's going to come up.
Okay. Now, Chandler, I do see back in the day you had a lot of people interested in you. I mean, you had a pretty active love life back in the day. Were you popular? Like, you had, like, a lot of dates? You had a lot of people?
Well, let's just put it this way, when your vibrations are up, and, well, I just come out of a relationship with my children's father, and I just wanted to date, have fun, And that's what I did. And I wasn't looking for a relationship, and just because I wasn't looking, there they were.
Yeah. Okay, well, I do see that you're going to have a relationship. As far as your love life goes, is the father of your children younger than you?
No, he's 5 years older than me.
Okay, I do see a relationship coming, somebody new then, who's a little bit younger than you. So to be definitely somebody in their 30s, it's going to start out as a friendship. He's somebody who has an ex-wife, so it's somebody who's been through a divorce. And but I don't want you getting sick about this breakup, okay? Are you really stressed out about this? You're really like, I see you being like really stressed out about the man leaving. Like, are you feeling sick or you're...
Well, it's something that just happened recently. It's like I'm just, you know how when you're dealing with cycles of roller coaster type energy?
Yes.
And you just got to step back and just catch your focus and just do what you need to do for you. That's where I'm at.
And you need to stay on that route. You know, don't go back, because I do feel like you're going to, if you go back, it's like going to affecting your physical body, you know, as far as like illness, sickness. Because it will manifest in your body. You know, if he's a pain in the neck, you might start getting pains in the neck, you know, something like that. But I do see that there is somebody coming younger. I do feel he's younger. He's divorced and pretty cute. Do you like him pretty cute? Because he's pretty cute. He's got a good job.
Okay. Can you give me more of a description of how would I recognize him?
Well, he's going to come through a friendship. He's, I don't feel you know him now, but he's coming soon. He's coming by the end of the summer. He's slender. He's younger. He's more of a slender man, but he's taller. Do you like tall men?
Yeah. I've been dreaming about my son's father a lot. He's been coming in my dreams, and he's slender, and he's a little, well, we're 2 years apart. I just didn't understand why.
Does he look young, though? Is he, like, young-looking? He's got
a
baby face, too,
and
he's younger?
Yeah, because I'm 41, and I still look like I'm in my 20s, and he's 43, and he still look like he's in his 20s.
Okay, because this could be somebody then. Are you, like, at a friendship stage with that person? Like, you could consider that person a friend?
Which one? My son's father or...
The one that you're dreaming about. The one that you're dreaming about.
That's my son's father. We haven't spoken in a long time because my son is in his 20s, so we don't have a reason to communicate.
Well, there might be a reconnection there, if that's who I'm describing. There might be a reconnection.
Okay.
But this person's a very easygoing person. This person is, does he have a good job? This person has a pretty good job where he supports himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I do feel, before you settle with the younger one, I do feel you're going to, there might be somebody else coming in, but I don't think he's your type. I think he's too old for you. There's an older one coming in, and he doesn't have a job. You don't want him. So go for the younger, good-looking one.
Okay, someone is going to come before the younger one?
Yeah, they're kind of like coming at the same time, because I feel that the younger one's more of a friendship or it could be a past connection, but there's going to be a newer man. He's older. He's like an older guy. I don't think he's your type. He's a little bit brutal. He's like, he doesn't have any money. He's like a player or something. You don't want that guy. You want the younger one.
Okay. Now the younger one is coming. The younger one is coming in the summer, you said?
Yeah, pretty soon. Yep, pretty soon.
Okay.
By the end of the summer.
Thank you.
September, October. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. That's awesome.
See, some people have them all thrown at them, and other people, you know, have to go and dig for them. So,
yeah. She's a very attractive woman, so she is going to attract all types of men. But there's a certain type she likes, and she'll get. It even could be that past connection to the one that she's dreaming about. So.
Okay. Let's take another caller. How about? Area code 212. Area code 212, you are on
Hello.
The line.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Can we have your name, please?
Yes. My name is Anna, and what do you see for me work-wise, please? Full-time.
Okay, how old are you, Anna?
I am about over 30.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you thinking of going into a partnership with somebody?
No.
Because I do feel there's two people either involved with this work or I get like the number two around this. It's something that you love to do. Are you somebody for a stickler for rules though too, or like you're a good like a good employee as far as like the, like you don't break rules, you'd be like a good employee, like you follow the rules.
Okay.
Okay. You've been kind of thinking, I get the nine over this. You've been kind of thinking about several things or several paths to go on. And Tarot's saying in September you're going to be picking a path. But I do feel there's either two people involved with whatever you're going to be doing or a partnership or something. And I see a lot of company people around you. I do feel, though, in 3 years, I do feel you're going to be changing your career totally. So whatever you're doing now, what you're going to be doing, you're going to take a total different path, but it's going to be in a three-year period. So before you get into your 40s, you're going to be on a totally different path. But before that, you'll be going in some kind of, like I talked about, like this partnership or maybe September, October. Okay?
So
you're making more money, too.
I have this job opportunity that came. Do you see anything coming? I don't know. I haven't been on the interview yet. I don't have an appointment date, but they were asked if I was interested, and I said yes, and that's how it stayed.
Okay, is there two people up for the job? Do you know if there's two people up for the job?
Well, the top three on the list will get it. I think I'm one of the three people on top of the list.
Okay, you could be number two then. That's why I keep at the number two. Okay, what I'm going to tell you to do, Anna, is that the people that you're going to be dealing with, they're very much company people. Be very professional. Look very professional. Be whatever the job is that you're enthusiastic about it. But they like company people or people that follow the rules, okay?
Yep.
But I feel that the people that are involved with this are pretty good people. But I see you kind of thinking about it, though. I don't see you jumping on it, but you said you haven't heard from them, or you have?
No, just sent a letter out last week that I was interested, so now I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay, you will hear back, and you're going to be number two on the list, because I get the number two. Okay?
Yeah,
For the next 3 years, you might be working several jobs or finding your way, and then in the third year, 3 years from now, you'll be working either your soul's purpose or what you really want to do. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Yeah, that was a great reading.
Yeah, I kept
She's already
two on
second
that.
On the yeah. list. Yeah. So,
me too.
But you know how some people that have that amnesia, you know, you're reading them and they're like, no. And then you're like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, no.
You should be second on the list. That's what that meant. Okay.
You know, perfect. I feel that too. And I also feel that, you know, she'll be doing that for a while. And then sometime after she's into the job, she'll be making plans to go off on her own.
Yes.
And then she will.
Yes, within a three-year period.
Yeah, I was seeing everything that you said, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so she'll be fine.
You know, I'm happy that so far everything here tonight seems to be pretty good news and everything. You know, I get that too when I do readings, you know, all about health or all about relationships or I'm sorry you're not going to get this or I'm sorry that. Or one night it's, good news. You know, tonight is very positive. Everything is positive
In some of the readings, like the one caller, you know, there if she needs to kind of like let the father go of the children because she has, you know, there's health issues that could crop up if she keeps stressing about it or thinking about it. And, that's where people can get in-depth readings with me. We can really get into the details because Tarot's very, very good with that, with the details and really getting into the details. But tonight we're just, you know, doing very general readings and general questions. But
that's right. You know, the reading that I got that I actually sat with a person. The reading was very detailed. That's why I was very impressed. Not only did I have everything answered, but some, you know, some little bonuses were thrown in the reading. I mean, it just automatically came with the reading. But so people would like to have a reading with you. How could they contact you?
Well, they can call me at 484-221-9620. I can do phone, email, or personal readings if they're in the New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey area. And they can also check out my website, which is whiterose-productions.com. And for my readings, I go by appointment only. So I go, you know, like everybody else, I go by a schedule. And also, we had talked a little bit in the beginning about the, like the people in the Pennsylvania area. I offer stuff like tarot parties and psychic salons. This is my way of providing people with low cost. You know, I want to make sure I get, you know, everybody, you know, a reading that needs a reading. So I do provide things like psychic salons and tarot parties. And psychic salon, they come in and it's a very casual atmosphere and they pay a very low price for like a 15-minute reading. And also like tarot parties are the same way, where it's almost like a tarot Tupperware party where five or six people get together, you know, and then I charge a very minimal amount per person, and the host of the party gets their reading for free, like a Tupperware party. And they're a lot of
fun. Awesome.
I try to provide all the price points for people so people are, you know, able to get readings, because I think that's very, very important.
I think those things are fun because, you know, I do group readings. For example, mm-hmm. you go to somebody's home and they invite these people there, and, you know, you get to each person and give them the reading, and afterwards, you know, you can go to the kitchen and have some cheese and crackers and soda, or maybe some wine and caviar, depends, you know, and just socialize. So that's also a good excuse for a gathering as well, and it's just a lot of fun. I think that's a great way of doing it.
Yep, I enjoy doing it, and I enjoy meeting new people and you know, like I said, providing different price points so everybody can get a reading. So
I like that because it does give everyone a chance, you know, to have a reading. You know, I do have a lot of people in chat that want an instant reading, but we all also have a lot of people that have called on the line that are requesting a reading. So it's difficult sometimes because you want to get everybody in, but you know, I like the opportunity to let everyone know that, you know, you are available by calling your number and, you know, setting up a time. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can see if a little bit later we can answer a question from chat again too. That'd be cool. But I'd like to give a little preference to somebody that's been holding on to the phone line for a while, too. We'll see what we can do.
Absolutely.
We'd like to help everybody that we can, of course.
Okay, how about we take another caller? Remember, people that are calling in, give your name and your age. And one question, please, so we could try to get to you and the next caller as well, okay? So without further ado, we have area code 603. Area code 603, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. My name is Marie, and I'm over 30. And I guess I don't really have a specific question. I will go with whatever you pick up through your cards, through your intuition.
Okay. Okay, I'll just give you a little general. So you said your name's Marie, you're in your 30s?
Yep, I guess I just feel whatever comes up first is the most important thing for me to know.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't worry, because worry is negative energy. You don't want negative energy.
No, I just... not at all. I'm not worried about anything.
Okay. All right. All right. I do see that there's going to be a major decision coming up for you pretty soon, Marie. It's a major life decision, a life change coming up for you. You feel a little trapped. You feel a little bit like you can't move or you can't move on. And either you want to move or either this is a physical move or you just kind of like want to move on in your life, get rid of the stalemate. So I do see that you'll be breaking that stalemate and you'll be moving on. So I do see a major decision being made for you in order for you to move on. Also, any kind of isolation you might have been feeling, you're going to be breaking, almost like breaking out of your shell. That's coming up. You're going to be enjoying yourself this summer. And do you have a love? Do you have a love interest now?
Well, there's someone I've been kind of on and off with, back and forth with for a long, long time. But we're not together, and we haven't been in a while.
Okay. Well, I do see either this moving on could be moving on into a new relationship, but I do see a love relationship coming for you as well. And it's a pretty passionate one, too, so that's good. And it could be an older man, a little bit older, and somewhat like a lot of activity. So I would say for you, a lot of activity, making a decision, moving on, and getting out of your rut that you're in, and going out and meeting new people. And in order for you to meet the new people, you're going to meet a love interest. So that's good. Are you thinking about moving house, too, Marie?
Moving what?
Do you feel like moving, like you're going to be moving house? I do feel like a physical move coming up for you, like down the line.
I'm torn between it because I had moved to where I am 6 years ago, and I'm not very happy here, but I have some family here and some family from where I am, and the only thing I think that's truly keeping me here is the couple family members here that I'm very close to, and I do feel
okay.
Torn.
I do feel not this year, but I do feel that you're going to be moving on next year, a physical move. Okay, and you're going to be a lot happier once you make this physical move. So, like we had said in the beginning, you know, about the stalemate, you're going to be, you know, breaking out of your shell now, and making a major decision to move on. And again, there'll be a love interest that comes from that. Okay, so you will make a physical move next year, though. Okay?
Okay, that's good to know, and I'm glad you picked that up because that's, you know, primarily what I've been teetering on.
Yeah, you will. So. You're going to think about it, though. You're going to think about it, and again, I see you more towards 2013. You'll be making the move. Okay?
Okay. That's very, very
good.
Thank you,
Marie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Blessings to you all.
Blessings
thank
to you.
To you
thank
as well.
You,
thank you.
That was a great call.
It is.
Now, that was a reading where she had a lot of stuff going on. You know, I could have gone on, you know, that would have been a very nice long reading, you know, every area of her life. When you do a general reading like that, everything pops up. So I had to kind of like pick and choose there.
Well, you did good. You know, and you jump right into it.
Yeah.
That's pretty
I good. Have a caller that's been holding on, area code 562. Let's see if this caller is... Hello, area code 562, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you... Hi, are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the background noise. That's fine. Can we have your name and where?
My name is William.
Hi, William.
Okay. How old are you, William?
I'm actually 51 years old.
And what's your question?
My question is about my finances, more particularly about a job that I currently have with Rogers Stone Insurance.
Okay. And you want to know if you're going to continue on with the job or get a new job?
I'd like to know, yes, particularly what's going to happen with that and my future as far as finance.
Okay. Oh, I see a better opportunity coming for you, William. I think whatever job you're doing now, you're going to be doing something totally different than what you're doing now. You're going to be making a lot more money. And it's coming pretty quick, too. Do you know what this new job is or this opportunity is right now, William?
Would that be coming out of Roger Stone himself, or would that be another employer?
I believe it's another employer, because I believe you're going to make more money and you're going to be a lot happier with the new job, the new job opportunity. And I feel you're going to take it. You're a very competitive person anyway. I mean, you're going to throw your hat into the ring, and have you been working towards something? Because it's almost like you've been working pretty hard towards something, and now you're going to reap the benefits from it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Yes, I've been working part-time as a teacher on a university level, and then I've been doing this thing with Roger Stone with his insurance. And so I don't know if that's going to go anywhere, or should I branch into real estate, or should I go to law school? I'm not sure what I should do.
Okay. I do see that the insurance side, I'm not getting a positive vibe on. The teacher thing I am. You're a pretty good teacher. I feel like you're a pretty good teacher.
Did we lose you, William? Okay. He's still there.
Okay. So I do feel about the real estate you're kind of thinking about. The teacher I keep getting, that's the big thing. Two things you're going to be doing, William, but I don't think it's the insurance, but teacher's one. Okay? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I can't survive on that, though. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, well, I said there's going to be two things. One's going to be the teacher and then something else, but I don't think it's the insurance, and I'm not getting the real estate. So what was the other thing you had said?
Going back to school either for law or for a PhD. What do you see with that?
PhD.
Yep.
I feel really good about the PhD, and then that will translate into more money for you. And it has to do with it. Okay. Okay,
and
thank you, William.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you answer one more question for me?
Oh,
it's
as long as it's a fast question.
It's a
fast
really
question.
Because it's about a law case. I'm going to court on Wednesday. This person owed me money for working one day. I want to know if I'm going to be successful in that case.
Yes, you will. You're going to get everything you want more. Yes, you will. Because you're
okay.
In the right. You're in the right. And, yes, justice will be served. I got the justice card right away as you were talking, William. Yep, absolutely.
You know what? Thank you. You're very accurate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, William.
You're welcome. Thank you, William. Have a great night.
You too.
Well, that was a challenging reading, but you got right into it. And
you know, there's an example, you know, as far as, like, now, William, I could really get into. He had so many things, you know. We could have talked about the school and his PhD and the real estate and get into it, why that won't work. And, you know, but to do readings like this, it's, you know, it's very general, but he had a very, very interesting reading. Lots of things going on there.
Definitely, for sure. And
that one could have gone on, definitely. He did have a lot of things going on, and he wanted to ask more questions, I could tell.
Yeah, he, you know, that, you know, and Tara really wanted to answer it for him, too, you know. It's like, he wanted to get into the PhD, and wanted to get into the law case, and we just can't do that. You know.
That's very good, but, you know, I don't know what the world would do without psychics, you know. Very helpful. It at least gives people hope and confidence, or at least to, you know, look at things differently from another perspective. And when things start happening and they say, oh, the psychic just told me that, you know, 2 weeks ago, like, wow, you know, that's always amazing to see the results, too, whenever you can.
And well, as a psychic, too, it's nice to, when people, you know, come back, clients that keep coming back year after year, every couple months, and they just say, you know, acknowledge, you know, what you do. And that feels good, too, to be able to help people like that.
That's true.
It does, because after all, we are in service. You have a gift, you know, somebody has good skills with their hand, they become a surgeon, you know, and they help save a lot of people. So that's got to be good. I don't see a psychic being any different. You know, I mean, it's just in a different area, but it's doing really great service for people there, too.
And it's important to me, and I know it's important to everybody that does this, that we want to take the Halloween out of this. We really want to take the Hollywood out of this and just show people this is a normal part of life. And you can use this, like you said, this talent to answer questions or especially, you know, with the times that we're getting into now where people are very confused. I want to take the scare factor out of it. And, that's important to me, you know, because I don't have devil's heads here and pentagrams and, you know, all this stuff. And it's just, so even my clients say, is that all you have, you know, like the crystal ball in your cars? And, yeah, that's it. Nothing scary. So
I like that. Take the woo-woo factor out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hollywood puts an unwanted and unwarranted stigma on people like us. But they do that to get people to watch. Otherwise, it was boring. Nobody would watch, so they have to throw in a bunch of, you know, fantasy in there, get people excited about it. Unfortunately, some people forget that it's Hollywood fantasy. It's not the real thing, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, if you can take the Halloween out of it, that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun to put on, you know, a turban, you know, and light candles and put on the cape and all this stuff. You know, for comedy, that's good. But for real, I don't think so. But, you know, some people go to the fortune tellers in certain areas of the city where probably it's a gypsy or something like that. And, you know, if they go in there and you pay them a price, and they say you have a curse, and you pay this much to burn a candle to take the curse off. I would do an about face and leave right away.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't know about you, but I charge a set price, and I don't bring people in, and then, you know, give them a 20-minute reading and say, and this one's going to die. Now pay me something more, and I'll tell you more. You know, I don't do that. You know, like pay me something more, and they end up paying like $200-$300.
Yeah, it's unethical.
So for me, I have like a set price that, you know, they know the reading's going to last a long time, and that's what the price is. But, I agree with you on that, about you have to watch everything, you know, but you have to watch too, you know, about the curses and all that stuff.
Right.
That's true.
I have a set price too, and, you know, reputation is very important. People say, oh, yeah, that person's good. That's one of the best ways to get business, by word of mouth too. And, you know, and your reputation, very important. But, you know, I think most people, when they go to a legitimate psychic, they could tell after a short period of time if they're the real thing or not. You know what I mean? So a lot of people
shouldn't feel scared, or you shouldn't feel, you know, they shouldn't be scaring you. There should be a comfort there. You know, I don't like that curse thing either. Yeah.
That is true. I have a caller on the line, Sarah, who has been waiting, if you guys don't mind taking one more call.
Sure.
Area code 610. Sarah, you're on the line. You are on the line.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sarah.
And how
old
are you, Sarah?
I'm doing good. I'm 32.
And what's your question?
My question was concerning career. I wanted to see what you were picking up concerning my existing job, anything at all, anything
okay,
at all.
Okay, Sarah,
what
kind
there.
Of job? Okay, what
technology?
Job, Sarah?
I'm in the technology
job.
Field.
Okay, that's a good field to be in because we're in the age of technology now. So,
cool.
Let me see what Carol has to say here. Okay. Sarah, do you work alone? At your job?
Well, there's a group. I mean, where there's about four of us, but predominantly when I need to interact, I interact. Other than that, I work alone.
Yeah, I do see you doing. You're very good at what you do. I do see that. Do you have it? I think if there's advancement or promotion within your job, I do feel that they're going to be adding more responsibility. Have they added something else like I feel more responsibilities coming for you as far as your job
okay.
goes. I know you're concerned about the money, and I don't really see that. You get some, but I don't see it. You're not getting paid for what you're actually doing. But I don't feel
okay.
anybody really is, wherever you, whatever place that you're working there. So you're actually working twice as hard for half the money. I'm getting that. You're well liked there. People really respect you. You're very smart at what you do, which is good. What you need to do, though, is you need to, if it gets too much or if it gets overwhelming, you're going to have to voice it or talk to somebody at work and say, listen, you know, I can't handle all this responsibility. Because I feel they think that they can put anything on you, and you have to remind them that you are a human being. And that's what I'm seeing as far as, like, the, you know, job goes.
Right, because right now, I don't know when you're picking up the promotion, because right now I'm not overwhelmed. I was initially. I'm there close to a year, but a few months back, without telling me, I realized that there has been, you know, I'm more focused, but there has been, you know, sort of less work. When I have to tackle something, I have to tackle it no matter what. So I don't know when you were picking up this promotion or this advancement, if you might want to call it.
Okay, like a work? You said like a workaholic?
What's that?
No, she was wondering. She said that she's not sure when you are picking up her the promotion or the advancement.
Oh, okay. Well, they're looking at her now. I mean, I feel that the powers that be, I get the three around this. So it could be 3 weeks to 3 months, 3 months at the most. But I do feel that when you get this promotion, there's a lot of work to this. I mean, they're like keeping a lot of work on her.
Right, but you do feel that there's going to be, you know, some more money, right?
Yes, you're going to get promoted. You're going to get some money, but you're going to be working twice as hard. The money, I feel they're going to pay you what they can, but I feel, you should be getting more money for what you do, but right now, you know, as you and I are talking, I don't feel that you're going to get paid for what you're worth at
right.
this point. But
the
eventually
thing is,
you will.
What I'm doing, people might think I'm crazy. I live in Pennsylvania, and I work in New York City. I know you think it's crazy, but I get to work from home 2 days a week, right? And gradually,
mm-hmm.
I was able, first I got a date and a second date. And it gradually happened. It's not like initially I asked for it. Initially told me, no, you can't. So I guess maybe they wanted to see what type of person I was, how I worked and all that. And then it was offered to me. And then it was offered to me the next day. You know, and then I requested it. And that's how I ended up, you know, working 2 days from home. But, you know, overall, I mean, they gave me a great opportunity because the last place I was horrible. You know, I worked close to my house, but they treated me very, very poorly for 8 years I was there, and it was almost like a mental abuse kind of thing. In the end, it was to my advantage because I was able to, you know, get training, work more in software testing, which is what I do now, and I was able to get out of there. But I'm grateful for the opportunity that was given to me, you know, considering the distance, because most people will think, hey, this person, they're not going to cut it. And here I am almost a year. So I'm grateful for that. You know, that's why I'm staying with them. Lately, in the past few months, one, I would say two people, the developer and the project manager, they have been treated like sort of alienating me. I mean, work together, we talk, but that's about it. They exclude me from everything else. And that has been a comfortable part where I don't want to leave. I'm not planning on leaving, but that's really difficult for me, what's going on. Do you see anything
two people. So you're saying, Sarah, that two people that have been aggravating you? Is that what you said?
Well, they sort of cut me out of everything. We work together, but, you know, it just because I have to ask questions. But other than that, they're very blunt to me. They exclude me from coffee breaks, you know, jokes, whatnot, you know. So I've been kind of like in my own world, you know, working hard and, you know, trying to make
just continue to work hard. And there's some people that you really can't please, and I know that bothers you, but some people like that in this world. So you're just going to have to, I will let you know, the powers that be, they see that you're a good worker. There is that promotion coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just kind of keep your, and just don't forget about those two people, and you do your job, okay?
Well, you don't see they're going to be against a promotion or anything, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you feel that they're going to be against a promotion or me being promoted or they want to push me out?
I see a promotion. I actually see a promotion for you, Sarah.
Oh, okay. But I'm saying you don't see anything negative because of these two people, right, coming towards
These two people, no. Just, you know what? Just,
they're probably
just,
jealous.
Yeah, there's jealousy there, but it's also, just wipe them off your, get them off your back. Wipe them off your back. They can't hurt you.
I mean, it's hard because we're all in the same team. And someone sits across from me and one sits almost in front, and we just have monitors separating us, you know? So, I'm
just
a very sensitive person, and it does bother me.
Yeah, I know it does, but you just try to concentrate on your work there. Some people you can't change. I wish I could tell you could change these people, but you just can't. Just, you keep your head up. You keep yourself above,
your head up. Yep.
That's right. You keep yourself above.
And you protect yourself.
Do you see me staying long there? Like how long do you see me staying at this company?
I got the 3 around this.
3 years?
Oh. Yes, I'm still there. Yeah, I got like the 3 around this, so.
Oh, she's thinking 3 years. You know, Sarah, we are running out of time, and
I understand. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you. I might call you for a phone
session
so we can talk some more.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye. Boy, those 2 hours sure went by fast.
Yes, they did. And Sarah, I'd like to talk to Sarah more, but I know the show's almost over.
Well, if anybody wants more detailed reading from Psychic Cheryl Lynn, they can contact her at whiterose-productions.com or call her at 484-221-9620. You can schedule an appointment with her and really get deeply into it if you wish. And Sarah, the last caller, my advice is walk your path and ignore everything else, and you'll see everything will fall into place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl, it was a pleasure having you on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Thank you so much, Cheryl, and all the people that called in. I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you did because we had a wonderful time, too. And you're welcome to come back anytime you wish to. Everybody loved you and we did too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. And to all of our friends in chat and that we missed your call, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll be able to get you next time. But if not, also give Psychic Cheryl Lynn a call. You have her number, 484-221-9620, to set up some time with her. If not, go to her website, whiterose-productions.com. This is Cheryl Baker and David Baker for Beyond the Gate Radio. You've been listening. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cheryl Lynn, again, and have a wonderful night, everyone.
Good night, everybody, and God bless.